Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 26, 2024. The concept of miscarriage in spiritual work. Question: is there such a thing as miscarriage in spiritual work? If so, what does it mean? Answer: miscarriage in spirituality is the inability of the womb to retain the fetus within itself. This happens because alien forces exert such an influence on the fetus that they eject it from their influence. Question: can a woman influence this process, or is it solely in the hands of the Creator? Answer: if a woman strives for the correct spiritual state, she can positively influence her health. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 9, 2024. Writings of Rabashif, a woman inseminates. Cultivate mutual love. Question: how do we work correctly when revealing differences in impressions and perceptions? Should we leave them as they are, perceive them as a wealth of impressions, or argue and prove to each other what is better and what is right? Answer: focus only on the love between you. Will it be such that the Creator appears in it? Between us, we must form a quality similar to the Creator, and then He will be revealed in it. The quality revealed between us should be mutual love. Let us try to connect so that the Creator can appear to us. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 7, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. World, Year, Soul. Breaking away from the ground like a rocket. Question: when a person wants to become Israel, but realizes that the body does not let them work for bestowal, what do they turn to the Creator with? What do they ask for? Is it to adhere to the friends to receive a new deficiency? Answer: if a person's deficiency, Hisaron, increases, will they have more opportunities to come to bestowal, to progress? Of course not. They will not be able to progress, even with the lack they currently have. Therefore, we expect a greater connection between us and an aspiration toward the goal. Then, we can hope that we can cry out to the Creator in such a way as to become capable of rising above our initial state. That is the hardest thing, to break away from the ground like a rocket. Question: what does the most minimal but common deficiency in the ten mean? How do we come to it? Answer: by despising your egoism and trying to break away from it by any means. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 9, 2024. Writings of Rabashif, a woman inseminates. Benjamin Franklin's Two Paths to Happiness. There are two ways of being happy. We may either diminish our wants or augment our means. Either will do, the result in the same, and it is for each man to decide for himself, and do that which happens to be the easiest. If you are idle or sick or poor, however hard it may be to diminish your wants, it will be harder to augment your means. If you are active and prosperous, or young and in good health, it may be easier for you to augment your means than to diminish your wants. But if you are wise, you will do both at the same time, young or old, rich or poor, sick or well, and if you are very wise, you will do both in such a way as to augment the general happiness of society. Benjamin Franklin, On True Happiness, 1785. Question: Benjamin Franklin, one of the founding fathers of the United States of America, was a diplomat, philosopher, and writer. He is also attributed with coining the aphorism, "Remember, time is money." By the way, he is also featured on the $100 bill. Do you agree with his path of happiness being simultaneously increasing opportunities and reducing desires? Is this possible? Answer: otherwise it won't work. Reducing your desires is not bad, but it can be an escape from difficulties and life. In general, I'm against it. I am for balancing the desired with the possible and moving forward. Question: my desires should coincide with my capabilities, is the surest way? Answer, yes. Question, one way or another, you always say, the science of Kabbalah says that desires will grow, and you will not escape it. Will they grow all the time? Answer, certainly. Question, and what are you doing in parallel? Here, the desire grows. Answer, you balance these desires with your capabilities. As you get older, you slowly become wiser. So, you don't come out too wildly with those desires. Question, in fact, you say this, the desire grows, and you say, I can't do this. Is this my wisdom? That is, I will not master this desire. Answer, yes, it gets automatically cut off. Question, and if I live like this in this state, do I come to some kind of balance? Answer, yes, I don't want more than I need. Question, isn't this called retirement or rest? Answer, so? There is a place for this. Comment, there is a place somewhere when you are already old. My response, I don't know. I consider myself elderly, and I feel that the time has come when I need to limit myself somehow. Question, is what we discuss suitable for older people, or is it ideal for young people with growing desires? Answer, young people simply need to position themselves correctly so that desires and opportunities are on the same level. Question, on the same level, I can afford this, but I can't afford the other. Is it? Answer, yes. Question, what if there is no balance if I strive for desire? Answer, then a person is always in search, in rising, in falling, in rising, in falling. Question, is this bad? Answer, in this case, he does not achieve a balance between what is desired and what is actual. Question, should I achieve it? Answer, preferably. Question, the science of Kabbalah says this, man is a desire. What does this mean? Answer, desire is the essence of man. And man exists to fulfill his desires. Comment, by nature, I only want to receive pleasure. Only. My response, yes. Question, what does it mean to fulfill my desires? I can't be filled, and I always want to receive. Answer, everything you see around you automatically sort and accept what is essential to you and what is not necessary and put them into practice. And so, you move. Question, what does Kabbalah say? Does it say this is how you should live? Answer, Kabbalah says that you must understand what your life consists of and what desires consist of. What should you strive for, and what desires should you realize? Put them in front of you. Choose the most important, the most essential of them. Then, you can calm down because there will be no more choices, and you can only work on the desire you want to reach. Question, what desire should a person ideally strive for? Answer, strive for the greatest, to balance with the Creator, that is, to desire what the Creator desires. Question, what does the Creator want? Answer, we need to ask Him. Question, so a person must ask, what do you want? Should I get an answer? Answer, I should get an answer. Most certainly. Otherwise, what is there to live for? Question, can't he go mindlessly? Assume and go like this? Answer, number question, could he be following someone? Answer, no, that is wrong. It is like a little child following a big one. Question, the answer I receive, where do I get it? How do I understand that this is the answer and not a hoax? Answer, this is when you achieve peace. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 14, 2023. Feel your friend's desires. Question, in order to be in the intention to bestow, do you have to feel Lahisa on for that desire? Answer, you need to feel Lahisa on, the need, to feel your friend's desires, absorb their aspirations, and raise a prayer for them. Question, you said if one does not ask the Creator correctly, a person may not reach final correction. How do I ask the Creator correctly? Answer, first of all, Do it together with your friends. Then, you will see how you can advance together and ask for more and more. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, March 14, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. Introduction to the Book of Zohar. Form in spirituality. Question: what is form in spirituality? Answer: form in spirituality is a combination of the screen and desire that changes constantly. Question: how do we change one form to another? Answer: we strive for a greater manifestation of the Creator with a greater force of connection between us, and thus we change. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, March 7, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. World, Year, Soul. Questions about spiritual work, 91. Question: when you reveal the evil in yourself or a friend, how can you use these moments to advance in the 10? Answer: when evil manifests itself in each of us, we must all try to accept this evil as common and rise above it. In this way, we will accelerate our progress. Question: if a person overcomes hatred and climbs Mount Sinai, it means he has learned to love. Is it hard work to learn to love? Answer: in general, yes, it is hard work. Question: how can we develop such a desire for the Creator that the need for the greatness of the Creator is felt as the need for breathing, and that only this revives us and gives life? Answer: think about it, then your thoughts will turn into prayer and force the Creator to help you. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, March 3, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. The Torah, the Creator, and Israel are one.